Morning. I'd like to call the meeting of the Application Review Committee to order. Today's date is May 30th, 2023. The time is 7:33 a.m. Purpose of the meeting is to substantively review psychologist applications. Ms. McConan, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Dr. Meyer?
Present.
And Dr. Stewart?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, and I will try to do my best, but I have the hiccups, so just please ignore me. All right, we don't have anything to... Excuse me. No minutes, so proceeding to agenda item number 3, discussion, consideration, and possible action on psychology applications. So let's see. We have Dr. Khalsa, Dr. Grunston. If the other three people could introduce themselves, because we'll try to hear your cases first.
Mr. Chair, I'm wondering if Nathan's iPad is the applicant Nathan Hale at 3D2?
It is.
Thank you. Could the caller, whose number ends in 148, if you're an applicant, would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
This is Dr. Amber Mahan.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, that's 3B8.
Got it.
And then the caller ending 953. Can you unmute, please, and introduce yourself if you're an applicant?
It's Adrian DeFabio.
Thank you. So, Mr. Chair, that's 3D3.
Got it. All right. Thank you. All right. So let's start with 3B, requesting approval to sit for ECPP and licensure. And I'll begin with Dr. Khalsa. This was a request for additional information about his education. He graduated from Sophia University in 2021. He did submit additional information about his ethics courses and his comprehensive exams. I felt like it seemed like those met the requirements, so education looked good. He submitted almost 1,000 hours in pre-doc hours, included verification training plan. Additional information was submitted about some of the questions we had about reviews, and he provided information about kind of just the standard language one of his professors uses, and that professor went on to submit a recommendation for internship. So it did not seem like there were substantial concerns about his practice. Internship looked good. He had references. I didn't see any additional problems with this application. Dr. Stewart, any comments on it?
No, I also reviewed it. The looks like the clarification was there for the course on scholarly writing, the explanation for that as well. And I move that we accept it for sure.
Okay. Next, Cynthia Grunston. You want to do that one, Dr. Stewart?
Okay. Cynthia Grunston, this is a reapplication. She received notice that she did not pass the first setting.
Actually, I think that's someone else.
This is I'm sorry.
B3.
Got it. Her package complete. She received notification on May 3rd that her application was complete. And I didn't see any issues with that. It looks like she's met the requirements for the hours as well. Back there. Hazard. Doctorate from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, one master's degree in clinical psychology from Hawaii School of Professional Psychology, another master's in special education, with a concentration in autism from University of Texas at El Paso. And I'm not seeing any problems with her application.
Nor do I. Just to mention, she did her internship at Southwest Behavioral Health, postdoc hours at Mental Health Center of America. Verification and training plans were present for those. I didn't see a problem either. Okay, next is Amber Mahan. Also graduated from Chicago School of Professional Psychology, which is APA accredited, submitted 2,045 hours from Geisinger Medical Center, submitted verification plan that program is APA approved. Completed 10 hours at Mountain View Psych for postdoc, submitted a verification and training plan, had references. I didn't see any problems with this application.
Nor do I.
Okay, I think that's L and... Yeah, okay, so... let's move down to 3D, requesting approval for licensure by credential. First, we have Nathan Hale. Graduated from Alliant International in 2016. He is submitting the National Register for health service psychologist credential, has been licensed in Utah. This was a request for additional information because he was initially denied by Utah, but he did not indicate that on his application. Now, he had initially submitted an application for approval by waiver, but his internship didn't necessarily meet our requirements, but because he was almost at 5 years and had the National Register credential, he just waited until he had those 5 years and then applied under that, which is acceptable under state rules. And he did not submit a full application, I don't believe, that second time around. And so, but did not check that Utah had denied him. Now, his explanation for that denial is that he was unable to complete the application within the time frame, and so they denied it. But there was no disciplinary action, no issues other than just not completing the application. So I didn't see any problems with this.
That's my read as well. Utah stated it was non-disciplinary. I think the board received a note from the National Register in December that Dr. Hill had completed his five-year mark with the Register in April of this year. And so I'm not seeing any problem. I think we should move forward.
Okay. And next is Adrian DeFabio. Would you want to do that one, Dr. Stewart?
Absolutely. And also we have Dr. DeFabio online as well this morning. She also is requesting universal recognition through having membership in the National Register. And we have a letter to that effect from the National Register. And I didn't see any problems with that. Got her doctorate at Palo Alto University in clinical psychology in 2011. And she was licensed in the state of Washington as a psychologist. She has a current license in the state of Washington, does not expire until June of 24. So I think we need to move forward with that one.
I had it as California.
California?
Was your Washington also?
I'm looking at the from Olympia, Washington, a letter dated April 17th, 23, verification that she's licensed in Washington. Adrian, you're online, is that correct?
Sorry, I have a license in Washington and California.
And in California?
Okay. Okay.
And both.
Thank you.
So the Washington doesn't have the 5 years that's required, because that was first in 2019. But the she's been licensed in California since 2013.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. So thank you all for being here. I didn't see any problems either. Thank you all for being here. All of your applications will be moved to the full board for approval this Friday, the 2nd. Okay, let's finish out 3D. Tracy, number one, Tracy Jordan, also National Register, licensed in Texas, graduated from Forest Institute with this ID, which was APA accredited. I didn't see any problems here.
Neither did I.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to move all of the applicants under 3D to the full board for approval for licensure by credential. Do I have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion proceeds. Okay, let's move back to 3A1. Dr. Stewart?
And that's Peter Reynolds. And this is a reapplication. He's set for the EPPP Part 1. And we received notification, a copy of his notification, that he did not obtain the passing score, the requisite score. So he wants to reset for that. And it's only off by just a handful of points. So people who miss it that close, that shaving, you know, certainly they have a great deal of knowledge already, and I recommend that we allow them to reset for the EPPP.
Okay, I didn't see any problems either. Okay, I'll make a motion to move Dr. Reynolds to the full board for approval to sit for the EPPP.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Moving on to 3B. Approval to sit for EPPP and licensure. First is Dr. Cumming. This was also a reapplication after unsuccessful EPPP exam. Previous application has been reviewed. Her schooling was not APA approved, but the education looked sufficient. She submitted internship and postdoc hours. I don't see any problems here.
I don't either. Is there a cutoff? Is it the number of times that they take it, or is it a particular score cutoff that we need to see a study plan?
So nothing based on the score, but after three failed attempts, they have to reapply and submit a study plan.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, she just, something happened on the date of testing with this person.
I'm not sure.
Now, she's licensed in the state of California, is that correct?
Mr. Chair, let me look. It may be that she had an associate license, which I think is roughly congruent to our temporary license.
I think you're right, Heidi. I think I remember reading that.
Yes.
She was an LP. Wait, who are we on?
Lorenda Cumming. She has a California license number 33,000.
Dr. Stewart, do you have a page I can jump to? I'll get there eventually, but maybe you can help me.
Yes. Page 9. California license 33,450. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. That's the supervisor.
Just by virtue of the number, that very much suggests to me that it's the type of license I'm trying to describe, where it is potentially provisional. It's restricted, of course. It's not an unrestricted full license. And usually that number is a clue. But I'm looking for further evidence in the file.
No, that's for the license of
Yes, for the supervisor, for the reference.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, this one, one of the references submitted her license multiple times.
Yes.
Okay.
We did see that.
Okay, so any problems here, Dr. Stewart?
No, sir. I think we should certainly move that she set for the ECCC Part 1 again.
Okay, so next is Dr. Jane. You want to take her?
Yes. And this is a request for additional information for the pre-internship for Dr. Ashley Lauren Jane, PhD. And there's one concern is there's a letter dated down. I'll give you a page number. On page 5, is that supposed to be in our packet or? There's a letter to the Board of Behavioral Health Examiners. I don't see that she had been an LPC, had been
I think that was just misaddressed by.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it should be to our board.
Yeah, because this was in response to the request for additional information.
And again, she's saying in that her explanation for the pre-internship that apparently the supervisor, Dr. Tanya Hammer, can attest to those hours as being accurate. And here is a note from a reference, a note referencing the pre-internship from Dr. Hammer. When she was at a county jail. So looks like there were no problems there at all. So apparently she was an LPC in Oklahoma. Or is that the supervisor? Am I on page 9?
Yes, she had her LPC.
Okay. So no, I'm not seeing any problems with it. Looks like she explained the pre-internship and we have notification from that pre-internship supervisor at Oklahoma State. So I move that we...
Yeah, the only thought here is we asked for supervision records and she refused to submit that. Instead, she submitted her APIC application, but it's just a printed out document. We didn't receive anything from any additional information from her supervisor about those hours. And
is that on pages 7 and 8? Would that be from the supervisor?
Well, that was...
That's from the applicant.
Well, the supervisor signed off on that, but that's the old... Oh, okay, wait. That is a new signature, isn't it? All right.
Looks like she has 477 hours of supervised experience.
Yeah, the issue was she had not included the group hours previously. And so there wasn't the group supervision. So there wasn't enough supervision for this to count.
Okay.
But, yeah, okay. I'm fine with moving this forward.
Okay.
All right, next is Michaela Weick, graduated from Midwestern in 22, completed 789 hours at the Midwestern Clinic, this is pre-internship hours, 233 hours at Arizona Integrated, and 223 hours, and then 224 hours at Copa Health. All of those had a verification and training plan. So we have over 1,000 hours. She completed internship 2,000 hours at Navy Medical Center in San Diego, which is AP approved. She completed a verification. Didn't need postdoc hours, had references. I didn't see any problems here.
No, I do not either. Right. Looks like everything's up to date and completed, and he's done well. So move to have forward it to the board.
Okay. Next, Colin Connerly.
Connerly, yeah.
You want to take this one, Dr. Stewart?
Sure. Dr. Connelly received his doctorate from Adler University in Chicago in clinical psychology, graduated in 2020. Measure Advisor checks out. And Adler is an APA approved program. Did an internship at Southwest Behavioral. I'm not seeing any issues, has 2,000 hours.
Okay, nor did I. Next is Vanessa Smith. Completed education at Walden University in 2022. It's not APA approved, but the coursework looked like it met requirements. She completed 852 hours at OASIS for pre-internship hours, submitted a verification and training plan. She subsequently completed 2,000 hours for internship at OASIS. Now, she checked that it was APA approved, but I'm guessing that that was a mistake. She submitted a verification and training plan. Ms. Galvin, do we need to have that form corrected, or since she did everything necessary for a non-APA program, is that sufficient?
It would be up to the committee, but it appears that it would be sufficient.
Okay. I'm
did she just mischeck it? Is that all?
That's what it looks like, because she went ahead and completed the form, I couldn't find this program listed as APA approved.
The Walden University?
No, the internship.
Oh, the internship.
OASIS. So I'm okay with going ahead and accepting it as is, because we have everything we need. It was just seems to be an error.
I also.
Okay. And then completed 376 hours at Access for Autism for postdoc, submitted a verification and training plan, had references. I didn't see any problems here.
I agree.
Okay. That's everyone now. So, I'd make a motion to move all 8 applicants under 3B to the full board for approval to sit for ECPP and licensure.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Next, 3C, requesting approval for licensure by waiver. You want to take this one, Dr. Stewart?
Yes, sir. Carolyn Shanholtz. She's been licensed in another state. Has a doctorate from the University of Arizona, master's from Arizona State, bachelor's from the University of Arizona. And the counseling psychology. Now, she's also a behavior analyst. Is that my understanding from reading this?
Well, she's licensed as a psychologist in California, and that just happened a couple months ago.
How long do they have to be licensed? 5 years? Or is that for the National Register?
No, so this is a licensure by waiver, which just that there can be different levels for that are based on review. So for this one, she's passed the ECCC and is licensed, but it's been less than 10 years. So we review the full, we review it just like a initial application.
Okay.
If somebody's been licensed for 10 or more years, then we only review internship. And we only review internship. And then if they've been licensed 20 plus years, then we don't have to review any of the supervised hours.
Excellent.
Yeah, so this one's just a normal application.
Yeah, her application looks good.
I agree. So I'll make a motion to move Dr. Shanholtz to the full board for approval for licensure by waiver.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. We've already done D, so last is 3E, requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. First is Aaron Gorder Hines. Graduated from University of Alabama in 2010, has been licensed in Washington and submitted a driver's license. So I don't see any problems here.
I do not either. Has a doctorate from University of Alabama, master's from Alabama, and a bachelor from Northern Arizona University. I move that we accept it by university, with a recommendation to the board for licensure by universal.
And let's hold off on a motion until we do all of this section.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
If you want to take the next one, Sierra Denberg.
Absolutely. Again, seeking licensure by universal recognition. I'm sorry, licensed in Virginia. Beginning in 2022, so she's been licensed for a year and a half. And she's also SCIPAC. I don't see any issues.
Nor did I. Next is Jennifer Kelly, has graduated from Washington Argosy in 2012, is licensed in Washington and submitted a mortgage for here in Arizona. I didn't see any problems.
I didn't either. Yeah, another one licensed in Washington. Move to the board.
You want to take the last one, Dr. Breedlove?
Yes, sir. Dr. Ashley Breedlove is applying for universal licensure recognition. She's licensed in the state of Louisiana already. Has a PhD from Nova Southeastern University in Florida. And it's verified by the state of Louisiana. Looks like she was originally licensed in July of 23 or January on page 9. I'm having trouble with the original license in 2016, it looks like. Expiration is July of 23, no disciplinary actions from the state of Louisiana. So I don't see any problems with her.
And she submitted a driver's license for Arizona. All right. I didn't see any issues either. Okay. I'll make a motion to move all four applicants to the full board for approval for licensure by universal recognition.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. And that concludes the application review. Moving on to agenda 4, any new agenda items for future meetings? Hearing none. just want to thank the board for all their work. Heidi, if you could pass on to Kathy, thank you and hope she feels better. And we are good, although we've just had Dr. Shanholtz join the meeting. Dr. Shanholtz, your application has been approved and moved to the full board with recommendation for approval, I should say, for licensure. Board meets this Friday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your time.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
That concludes our meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned at 8:16 a.m.